This is Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record, edit, and file audio reports on location, and that way they can be instantly heard by your fans or followers on social media. Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning, so you can listen offline on your commute. Podcasting news this week, as usual, and also a new study about connected cars. But first, a quick reminder of Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences, scheduled for September 29th in Atlanta, of course. Jake Shapiro will give the keynote address. He's the chief executive of PRX, the world's largest public radio market for audio programs. Jake Shapiro will share his perspective on the industry and the increasing popularity of podcasts as part of the online audio ecosystem. For information and also to register for Rain Summit Atlanta, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. Remember 3 episodes ago when I reported that Podcast One had been partly acquired by Hubbard Radio? Hubbard took a 30% investment stake in the podcast network founded by radio pioneer Norman Pattis. Well, 3 weeks later, and Podcast One has the money in the bank and is spending it, investing in an expansion of its sales team with new marketing executives in New York, Chicago, and Dallas. When Hubbard came onto the scene, Norm Pattis told me that he might open a sales office in Atlanta. So we'll see if that announcement is next. Do new car buyers like connected cars? Well, a new study this week from J.D. Power reveals that some consumers don't use technology features that are built into new cars, and that includes Apple CarPlay and Google Android, which make it easy to control smartphones by transferring their controls to the dashboard. And doing that purportedly makes it easier and safer to listen to internet radio and music services while driving. Now, that presents a challenge to traditional radio, which owned car listening for decades. Well, until satellite radio came into the cockpit anyway. The upshot of the J.D. Power survey is that 20% of new car buyers reject internet connectivity that's built into the car, and even said they didn't want it in their next car. But when you flip the 20% of new car owners who disdain technology features, it becomes 80% who don't disdain them. So, while the radio trade press is spinning the study to mean that people just want car radios, that doesn't seem to represent the majority, or even the 20% necessarily, according to a J.D. Power spokesperson, who said that people love using their smartphones in the car, but without the dashboard assistance. What does the future of car listening look like? People are going to have a lot of choices, that's for sure, through a lot of different interfaces. Traditional radio will have to compete as never before. TuneIn, the well-known radio station aggregating app, is doing something new. TuneIn launched a premium service alongside the free listening that's used by 60 million people every month. The premium plan costs $8 a month, and for that you get Major League Baseball games on the radio, 40,000 audiobooks, soccer games from 2 different leagues, and commercial-free music streams from thousands of pure-play internet radio stations. It's an interesting gambit for TuneIn. You can get the baseball games from MLB.com, and you can get a much bigger audiobook catalog from Audible.com. But TuneIn is betting that people want to satiate their diverse listening appetites all in one place, with one low monthly price. I think we can expect to see more new content categories appear over time. Neil Young shouted out about his Pono Music project again. He's not a shy man when it comes to advocating for high-fidelity digital music. He wrote a long Facebook post this week. It was heavy on rhetoric, light on information, such as how it will generate the funds to undertake a promised global expansion, or what the company has done with the millions of dollars it raised in crowdfunding. Here's a quote. "The news is that music will be recovered. It will live again, free of the constraints of the low technology from the dark ages of music media." That's what he wrote on Facebook. Now, the idea that we are living in the dark ages of music media is plainly preposterous, and Neil got an earful of Facebook comments. However, the feedback wasn't completely negative. The fan response in the comments appeared pretty evenly split between supporters and detractors, further reinforcing how divisive the Pono Music service can be. Anyway, the point of the whole exercise was an announcement that Pono Music will freely replace past purchases with high-resolution music files if and when those higher-res files become available. The sad truth, though, is that most people using smartphones and earbuds cannot hear the slightest difference between high-res and ultra-high-res. And that's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like to listen to based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. Check out his music on SoundCloud. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.